This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bites on BFM, the business station. It is Thursday, the 3rd of December, and on the show today with myself, Audrey Raj, and Frida Liu, we are asking you if you have taken an online learning course, if you have embarked on an online degree in the year 2020. If so, why and what did you learn? What's the experience been like? And if not, why not? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, and you can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. And we have a poll happening on Instagram, and still 55% say yes, they have embarked on some form of online course this year. And we have some messages on WhatsApp.
Yep, here's Maggie Bear saying, still procrastinating about doing online learning courses because worried about not being tech savvy enough to handle their apps. I fear I need to do a pre-course or hands-on tuition before signing up and going live. In order to suit my budget, I'd be going for the cheaper courses, which gives rise to yet another worry. We'll be worried about authenticity of the institution, since there'll be all kinds of scams running around.
True, true. Looking at Instagram, I'm just going to read a couple here. We have one from Denker who says, marketing analytics just for fun. Wallace says, it's difficult to pay attention and easily get bored while facing the computer for long hours. Adele says, work from home has made me so occupied. And Constance actually took a financial management course this year. You still have about 30 minutes plus to get in touch with us. Not 30 minutes plus, 20 minutes plus to get in touch with us. 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also get us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. Now, our next story is about how some employers are giving their zoomed out workers a break. Now, we found an article in the Wall Street Journal that was talking about how tech startups, other businesses, and even hospitals are trying to dial back time employees spend in remote meetings after realizing that hours spent on video calls every day is taking a real toll. But still, some employees have had a hard time breaking the Zoom habit, even with their bosses telling them to stop. But we'll get to that in a bit.
So why did this Zoom ban come about? Well, executives making the switch say meeting schedules ballooned in the pandemic's early days, largely due to the perceived ease of video calls and a desire to maintain workday normalcy. But Zoom fatigue has now set in. One company, SailPoint Technologies in Texas, has now instituted a ban on meetings from 10 a.m. to noon every Tuesday and Thursday. And what prompted the move was when employees commented about sitting down at the computers to 7 a.m. and not getting up for 12 hours. SailPoint said that this is a way for the organization as a whole to address both the fatigue of staring at the computer and also reality that half the employees have children too. So the 1,000-person company enacted the restriction on meetings in August when realized most employees would be juggling work while also raising children who will be attending school remotely in autumn.
Yeah, so yeah. The other thing is also when you have children who are doing online classes, you're going to need to sit with them and kind of monitor them as well, right? Because if you find it difficult to pay attention to Zoom calls, imagine what it's like for kids.
Right.
And it's not just SailPoint that is making a move like this. The University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center also rolled out what they called focused Wednesday afternoons for its 22,000 plus employees. Now, the idea is a midweek break from any tech-based communication, be it video calls or phone calls, anything that involves tech communication. And rather than declare a company-wide mandate, what they did was they encouraged the practice first among their top executives, who then began to practice that with their direct reports, who in turn passed down the concept.
So over at Clorox company, they've experimented with a Zoom-free quiet day in summer. Employees' reaction quantified in a workplace survey shortly after it was so resoundingly positive, the company has instituted monthly quiet days and last week even told workers to stay off Zoom for Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, for the whole week. Nice, right? So before this whole pandemic, corporate America's battle cry was, you're going to need to cut down on unnecessary meetings. There's too many meetings happening. But this has given way to a more is better mentality during this COVID-19 pandemic, you know, when those meetings actually moved on screens. So executives boasted about being able to fit in more meetings a day by cutting out on travel time, commute time, and workers accepted every meeting invitation that they were given because they felt like they had to stay plugged in, or they had to be in the know, or because they simply felt like they had to. And several employers say that some workers feel isolated at home and crave these video calls even when they're not needed on them, you know. So
yeah. Because it's human interaction.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so some experts say this because the pull of video calling can be strong. There is this knee-jerk response to the pandemic was, we can do this, but everybody has to keep to a traditional work schedule and everybody has to be on Zoom, right? Staffers then ramped up their video calls early in the pandemic and in some cases used Zoom for meetings that would have been phone-only before the pandemic. If you work in sales, PR, or part of trade groups or lobbyists and you're accustomed to near-constant interpersonal interactions, physical isolation can be difficult. Right, and you may feel the need to attend external meetings.
Even if you don't actually need to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and because of instances like this, even companies that haven't enacted outright bans on Zoom meetings, they're actually looking for ways to lessen the strain of these virtual meetings. There was this rental furniture company called Feather that employs only about 100 people. Mm-hmm. And they are planning to begin adding a note to meeting agendas and invites, you know, making it clear that participants should feel no obligation to enable their cameras to turn on video. Right? The effort is basically telling their employees, you have the permission to turn it off. Don't worry about taking a shower or if you need to do your hair or, you know, if you have something that you're concerned about at home, you can keep your camera off. This can be a phone call.
Right. But then you have the people who just won't shut off when given the opportunity to. A few attempted to schedule Friday meetings despite a quiet Friday mandate. Others get frazzled to try to cram 5 days worth of meetings into 4 days so they do Zoom meetings on their day off. Mm. There was some internal resistance of, I don't have to have a meeting, but I probably should anyway.
And also, you know, behavioral analysts have chimed in on this, and what they say is that limiting remote meetings is actually quite critical to avoid worker burnout. They add that factors inherent in remote meetings, like that constant eye contact with colleagues, seeing yourself on the screen and sitting for long hours in your home furniture that's not intended for office work, right? Like your sofas or your bed. You know, they can create a combination of mental fatigue as well as physical fatigue for workers. So the idea is you need to cut down on these meetings.
Right. So I'm reading this article and I'm feeling strained and stressed, right? And you know, I'm talking to you, I've booked a massage for myself. Just like, my goodness, you know, there's this so much stress on my shoulders, so much stress on my what, right, that you don't realize because you're always on the computer, always looking at your phone, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it compounded this year just because, you know, we're doing everything online. We're doing everything via our screens. Mm. Even online learning courses,
right?
So the coming back to our story, have you taken an online learning course or an online degree in the year 2020? If so, why and what did you learn? And if not, why not? You can reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. You can also send us your comments via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Yes, we are asking you to do this via technology. The irony is not lost on us. But you know, this next song is going out to all those who've decided to take a Zoom break. This is Since You've Been Gone by Rainbow on Enterprise BizBytes BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.